91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name, exclusively on, you guessed it, Vaughn Radio. This show has been on the air for 13? 14? I don't know. I lost track. That's right. 13, 14 seasons, something like that. And it's thanks to you guys. Thanks to you guys for being here every day, for participating, for learning English with us, even before we used social media, because as you guys know, now we use Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch as well. Remember, you can catch Rob and Andrea's program, The Lunchtime Show, on our Twitch on Vaughn Radio. But I remember when we first got started, there was no Twitch, there was no Twitter, or maybe it existed, but we weren't using it at least. But we still found a way to keep in touch with you guys and to be connected to our students, which I think is very, very important. So it's wonderful to connect with you guys, not just to teach you, but to connect with you because you guys are a wonderful group of people in general. No, I'm joking. I imagine all of you are amazing people. Some of you I know I have had the pleasure of meeting before. Some of you I've never met, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. And speaking of, what a segue, vaya transición, you can come join me. I will be at the book fair, Feria del Libro, which is stand 283. And that is tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow. Now, let me give you the exact date because you guys know how this works. You know, they may play this tomorrow and then tomorrow is not tomorrow anymore. You catch my drift? Maybe yes. So tomorrow is tomorrow hoy, pero no es tomorrow el día siguiente, sino sería the day after tomorrow. So let me give you the exact date. I will be at the book fair, Feria del Libro, in the Retiro Park. And this is the 18th of September. That's right, the 18th of September. And I will be there from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So that is a nice morning slot. Slot es un hueco de tiempo. So again, the stand, guys, write this down. I would love to see you all there. The stand is 283. It's at the amazing, beautiful Retiro Park, which just, I mean, I love just walking around the park. And then when there's a book fair and it's buzzing, you got a live TV show going on, you've got radio. I mean, it's buzzing. Buzzing is con mucha vida, ¿no? Está vivo por ahí. So, but I've got some recommendations for you because I was there last weekend. Everybody wants to go to the park. Everybody wants to go to the book fair. So my recommendation is get there early. The early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the worm means el que madruga, Dios, al que madruga, Dios le ayuda, I believe. And speaking of, my dad is on board right now, and it's wonderful to have you on board. Dad, you'll be there with us in spirit at stand 283 at the Feria del Libro. Again, I think that the gates open at 10:30. Even myself, I'm going to be getting there around 10:15. Now, they won't let you in, but I'm just going to warn you, a little heads up, como decimos. The lines were long to get in. Well, limited capacity, obviously, because of the pandemic stuff. So my advice, get there as soon as possible. You know, get there as soon as you can. And really quickly, I've got a lot of people participating with us here on Instagram. Alicia, I'm going to ask you very kindly, por favor, you said your sound doesn't work. If you tell me that, then I think I have a problem on my end. And this is the second time that you've done that. So Alicia, or anyone, if you're having a technical problem, try and sort it out on your own. I'll help you with the English stuff, but I can't help you with the technical stuff. And in fact, to be honest, and as I said, I'm not reprimanding anyone here, but it's very distracting. If you're like, no me funciona el sonido. And if it's working for everybody else, well then, okay, but I understand. I understand if it doesn't work for everybody. But this is the second time that you've given me that comment. And yesterday, I tried to continue, but you threw me off. Me desconcertaste un poco con eso. So guys, just remember, I'm reading your comments in real time. So if you're having technical difficulties, I would love to help you with those technical difficulties, but you got to sort them out on your own. Okay? And if we see that everybody's saying no oigo nada, but if every day you're not hearing the audio, you got a problem with your phone or your internet connection or something like that. Okay? But either way, guys, that's the beauty of podcasts. Podcasts, you download them when you're, you know, at your home and you're connected to Wi-Fi. You're connected to Wi-Fi, you download them, and then you can listen to them anywhere. So you don't even need an internet connection to listen to podcasts. Okay, to download them you do, but I guess that's normal. But then you can listen to them on the go. And take it from me, no sé cómo se toma mi palabra, take it from me, I'm an avid podcast listener, and we've got all our programs, doesn't matter which one. It is on our podcast platform. Any of the you can get them on the Vaughn Radio app, and you can also get them on whatever podcast platform you get your podcasts on. Toma trabalenguas. What kind of tongue twister am I trying to say over there? So hopefully, folks, you will be able to subscribe. You don't even have to. The idea now is you can subscribe, you can follow, and you know what they're going to do tomorrow? They're going to change it. Y mañana será another word. So either way, wherever you go, iVox, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, I don't even know what they're called anymore. Search for Vaughn Radio and we'll be there. On iVox, I know we're very, very popular as well. So check us out wherever you listen to podcasts. It's another way to make sure that you have Vaughn Radio with you wherever you go. Okay? And the Vaughn Radio app too. But obviously, if you're going to listen to the Vaughn Radio app in real time, you'll need an internet connection, right? So, but again, don't come to me about the technical stuff because I can't help you. I can barely, let me explain something about how tech savvy I am. Tech savvy es que controlo la tecnología. I can't even get my stuff to work. So Alicia, I'm sorry about your problem, but if you could just sort it out on your own, that would be great because then it wouldn't, you know, I don't get as distracted. I ask you that very kindly. And that said, folks, I think we've got so much to do on today's show. So why don't we get out of here? Larguémonos de aquí, ¿no? Let's get out of here. Let's blow this joint, como se decía en los años 50 o 60. Let's blow this joint. It's time for liftoff.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff.
Hold on to your hat.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Hold on to your hat.
Get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no
name. It's show with no name time.
On Vaughn Radio.
It's a show with no name.
Alright, amigos, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. It's the show with no name, and we're here to knock your socks off. That's right, to knock your socks off means to impress you, to dazzle you, deslumbrarte, but most of all, to teach you English in a fun, exciting way and interactive, as I said, thanks to modern technology. So guys, make sure you're following Vaughn. Make sure you're following my colleagues. Make sure you're following me on social media because you're going to learn tons of English and it's going to help you with our pop quiz. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's the pop quiz only on the show with no name. And remember, this content for this section comes right out of one of my posts, one of Vaughn's posts, or one of my friend's posts, friends, colleagues, coworkers. So what does that mean? You should be following us to make sure you get all this juicy content. Jugoso. Bueno, no sé si es jugoso. But hey, if you're getting tons of different concepts every day, I've got to say that's the goal, right? That's definitely the goal over there. So, all right, guys, today's pop quiz, you got to be following my friend Tosh Pasqua. Now, if you're not following Tosh Pasqua, how the hell are you supposed to participate on her show, Back to Basics, if you don't follow her on Twitter? So first things first, follow Tosh Pasqua. Okay, it's arroba. ¿Cómo se dice arroba? ¿Arrobation? No. ¿Cómo te sonó bien eso? Tenemos un problema. Okay, at. La preposición at. Okay. And so you got to listen to the show because she'll put you to the test, as she always does. She'll teach you key concepts in English, and all while keeping that balance between being a demanding teacher, una profesora exigente, and being a sweetheart, y siendo muy dulce. So I don't know how she does it. I'd love to just, you know, pick her brain. To pick somebody's brain is un poco entrar en su cabeza, a ver cómo lo hacen, ¿no? I'd love to pick her brain and be like, how do you manage to be so sweet yet so strict at the same time? Because when I'm strict, the students are like, come on, go easy on us. So either way, guys, you should listen to her show. I don't care what level you think you are. You'll definitely learn things from Tosh Pasqua. She goes over key concepts, key vocabulary, and so much more. It's Back to Basics. It's on Vaughn Radio every day at 3 p.m. It's right after Andrea and Rob show, the lunchtime show, which you guys can tune in. That is on Vaughn Radio's Twitch. So another place where you can follow us and learn English and join our interactive classroom. And it's everywhere. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. I mean, we are literally, I think, except maybe, oh no, I think Vaughn is on LinkedIn as well. Yo no paso. I can't take, os enseño la expresión. The expression is, I need another social media platform, like I need another hole in my head. It's like, como no me hacen nada de falta, okay? I'm not interested in spending more time on social media. Now, it's different. We're learning and stuff like that. But what, you know what I mean. I don't need another platform. So la expresión que decimos en inglés es, I need another social media platform, like I need another hole in my head. Y es porque, well, we have a lot of different orifices in our head, don't we? Orificios? I think, pues, orifice es una palabra muy formal, eh? We usually just say the word hole. All right, so check it out. It is our great friend Tosh Pasqua. Follow her program as well on the Vaughn Radio app, and you can play along on Twitter. And here is the translation. Now, if you think it's tough, don't blame me. Don't shoot the messenger. This is Tosh, and supposedly, this is Back to Basics. So you should all know this. If you can keep up with my pace, si puedes seguir mi ritmo. So here it is, guys. Here is Tosh's translation. Ooh, buen nombre. But we should just have a section on the show. Tosh's translation. All right. He oído. Es bueno saber esta estructura también, porque no solo lo usamos para lo que sigue aquí, pero en general. He oído tal, he oído que lo otro. So he oído que se van a casar. Vamos a hacerlo en plan cotilla, right? Like we're gossiping. He oído. Like whispering. He oído que se van a casar en el ayuntamiento. Maripurin, sí, no me lo digas. I love that sound that my Andaluza aunts make. I don't know if it's just an Andaluza aunts thing, tías andaluzas, but it's the woo. ni sin pensarlo. I never heard that sound before. Es como el uy. Ese sonido no se hace en todos los Estados Unidos. El uy, that's a Spanish sound. I love it though, but again, these little things are what make language a cultural thing, not just grammar and vocabulary and all that stuff, you know. Okay, let's see over here what our friend Born to Iron Man came up with, because he's the first one to participate over here. And Born to Iron Man says, I hear they're going to get married in the town hall. Is this correct? Does that sound correct to you guys? Well, it sounds 100% correct to me. Great job, Born to Iron Man. You are off to a good start. ¿Cómo va la expresión? Has empezado con buen pie, creo que decís. We say you're off to a good start. J.M. Hermosilla says, I hear they're gonna get married. Me gusta el gonna, muy americano, ¿eh? No lo pongas en un examen de Cambridge. Cambridge, es como se diría. I hear they're gonna get married, great, in the city hall. También se puede decir at, también, porque in es el edificio y at es el concepto del sitio. Again, the perfect example is, Alberto, where are you? Okay, well, I am at the Corte Inglés. What does that mean? I don't have to be in the building. I don't have to. I can be in the parking lot. I can be in the area. Where are you? I'm at the Corte Inglés. I'm right in front of the door. I'm in the Corte Inglés is a lot more specific. Now, again, there are exceptions, but in general, that's the difference between in and at. Y muchas veces, la gente dice, I work in Vaughn Systems. Well, I imagine. Esa preposición es la de arroba, at. Porque estamos hablando de la empresa más que el edificio, ¿no? So, it would be, or I work for. También es otra estructura. I work for a bank. I work for Vaughn Systems. Okay, so just some things that I've observed there throughout my experience. I've heard they're marrying in the town hall. Now, Jason Jai, I like this. Do we have to say get married? Or can we say they married 20 years ago? Pues ambos. Lo único es get married suena más actual. Okay, they married when they were only 7. Sounds como usar marry como casarse. Que es correcto, ¿eh? Solo explico la diferencia. I'm just trying to explain the difference in weight, como lo llamo yo, el peso, ¿no? Porque no todas las palabras, aunque sean sinónimos, tengan el mismo peso. Hay algunos que son más formales, otros, ¿no? Como vimos ayer con problem, issue, okay? So, now Tasha's answer is, I hear they're going to get married in the town hall. That's great. To get married in the town hall. Also, we say the justice of the peace as well. I think you say justicia de la paz. Do you say the same thing? They got married at the justice of the peace. También is to get hitched. Te doy otras formas de decir to get married. So they got married. They tied the knot. They got hitched at the town hall, at the justice of the peace. Another one que me encanta que se usa con casarse is to elope. Okay. And to elope kind of means to run away and get married. Kind of like secretly. Do you know what I mean? So when they were young, they eloped. It means getting married, but kind of like on the down low. Un poco, como que no lo has contado y lo has como huido. You ran away and did it. Okay. So excellent job. I see a lot of you participating. And my dad, you know the sound. Ooh. Woo, maripuri. I do it with my daughter now. When my daughter gets a little bit dramatic, I'm like, woo, maripuri. And she said, and now my daughter, Lara, she says, maripuri. She's a parrot. She's in parrot mode right now. Está en modo loro. But it's beautiful because I'm seeing her make progress. I'm seeing her put together sentences, full sentences. One of the funniest things she does now is, she doesn't know how to take a question and make it into an affirmative or a negative, like we all learn to do, right? So she just knows, I'll ask her, I'll say, Lara, are you hungry? ¿Tienes hambre? Are you hungry? Entonces ahora en vez de decirme, I'm hungry, porque eso no le ha llegado todavía, eso de I'm hungry es, pero sabe que si yo digo, are you hungry, pues eso tiene algo que ver con comer. So she'll come up to me, y me pregunta. It's very funny because estoy sentado, maybe I'm checking my email, whatever. And she's like, are you hungry? And I'm like, me? Always. I'm starving. Let's order some pizza. But it's amazing how she doesn't need to know the structure. She just needs to know the word hungry is associated with eating. And don't mix that word up with the word angry. Okay, I've had many, many students do this. So we've got three words really here. Excuse me. The first word is hungry, hambriento. Okay, I'm hungry. Nunca decimos I have hungry. Okay, hunger es hambre. Pero sería lo más normal. I have hunger es rarísimo. I'm hungry. Okay, I'm angry. Ah, I always think of the sound. I'm hungry. Ah, quiero comer algo, como con la respiración, como no doy más. And the other one, ah, angry, porque hace, es la ah que haces cuando estás, ¿no? Con rabia. So, I don't know, maybe it's ridiculous. Y luego, el híbrido, the hybrid of the two, which is hangry, which is my life story. I'm not an angry person. But if I'm hungry, get out of my way. Don't touch my French fries. I'm sure you guys couldn't tell, ¿no? No se notaba. Esto es como diríamos, no se notaba. Oh, we couldn't tell. O más sarcástico aún, tell us something we didn't know. Dinos algo que no sabíamos, right? Born to Iron Man. Careful with your spelling there, though, that you spelled the country wrong. But that's right. Hungary, el país, húngaro, los húngaros, right? Hungarians. Well, that's a little bit different. So that's hungry, hungry. But it sounds exactly the same. The only thing is different, creo que es hunger con A. Born to Iron Man. So careful with your spelling, but yes, they are homophones. But right now, guys, it's not time for the homophone section. No, 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 no. We've got some other things to do, and I think it's time for a section where we listen to a famous person speaking, and you guys gotta give me the scoop. The scoop is la información. It's time for Say What? Say what? What? Right, my amigos. That's right. It's the Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And this is where we explore somebody else's voice and we try and understand what they're saying. We try and, well, come to some conclusions, right, based on what we've heard. So the way this works, I know many of you know it, but remember, we always have new people, thankfully. We always have new people joining us on the show with no name. So really quickly, I will play this audio clip for you four times throughout the course of today's show. Throughout the course of is a lo largo de. And, well, hopefully by the third or the fourth listen, you guys will be able to write down verbatim, word for word, what this person is saying. Now, do I think it's tough today? Let's put it this way. It's not going to be as tough as yesterday and the day before. I think I could be wrong here. Well, you know what? I think I'll let you guys be the judge. So let's listen to today's Say What soundbite for the first time. Guys, pay close attention and write down what you hear. Here it is.
This aggressive voice came out from the dark, and I thought it would be a combination of Clark Gable and Robert Taylor and Robert Redford. Turned out to be Mel Brooks. And he never left me. From that moment on.
All right, guys, there you go. That's the Say What soundbite for the first time. We're going to listen to that another three times on today's show, and hopefully you guys will be able to tell me what's being said and all that fun stuff. But right now, hold your comments. Hold significa no nos des vuestros comentarios todavía. Don't give them to me yet, because we're going to take a quick break, un descansito, a quick break, and also that'll give you guys time to think about what you heard, to mull it over, para darle unas vueltas. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll listen to that again. Plus, we've got our spelling bee, homophones, name that movie, name that lyric, and so much more. So stick around.
hear ye. Step right up, ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages. It's time for the most exciting time of the year. The Book Fair is back. And of course, Vaughn is gonna be there. Join us September 10th to the 26th at the Retiro Park in Madrid. You'll get to meet all your favorite Vaughn Radio personalities, from Richard Vaughn to Ximena Holiday to Kyle Miller to Fitz to Rob Grams and so many more. Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283, and the Vaughn stand is where it's all happening. Stand 283. See you there.
Atención, tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrá realizar a mediodía, de lunes a viernes de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning, and you'll have plenty of homework, and your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hello, my amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Show With No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. Join us every day. You can start your day with Richard Vaughn and his program, Richard Vaughn Live, which is followed by my friend Fitz and his program, No Excuses. After this program, you got my buddy Ximena Holiday and her program, Test Your English, followed by Robin Andreas, The Lunchtime Show, where you can participate on Twitch. Just go over to Vaughn Radio. And as if that wasn't enough, well, we've also got, right after that show, Back to Basics with Tosh Pasqua. And in fact, today's
Today's pop quiz challenge came straight from our amiga, Tash Pasqua. Just a quick reminder, too, guys, you can hear Tash Pasqua on many of our Vaughn materials, including my book, English on the Go. My latest book, Tash Pasqua. I had the pleasure of having Tash Pasqua as one of the people in the audio who came on that journey with me, quien me acompañó en ese viaje. If you guys don't, I'm sure many of you do have my books. If not, I have 4 books and, well, Grupo Vaughn, the Vaughn Tienda is full of amazing materials. Mine, I have English Everywhere. I'll try and sum up each book in one sentence. English Everywhere. This is a book which looks at practical English in common situations and goes over some of the tricks to learning the language. No sé, me lo acabo de sacar. That was off the top of my head, but that's about it. It's a survival book, so it's got all that basic vocabulary that you'll need if you go get a haircut. Un corte de pelo. You know how many, one of the reasons I decided to make that book was because I realized I had a lot of students who knew how to say, my tailor is rich and my mother's in the kitchen. And I said, what the f-? I mean, what? How is that useful? ¿Cómo? When is that going to come in handy? Sin embargo, vi que nadie sabía decir dónde están los objetos perdidos. O recórtalo un poco, no, córtame, porque hay una gran diferencia, al menos en inglés, entre córtame el pelo y recórtame el pelo, no sé en español. All right, so this, I realized there was like these key sentences that I didn't really necessarily know in Spanish. Hasta que vayas a cortar el pelo, y no digas, córtalo, y recórtalo un poco. Y these are things that until you do them, and sometimes it's too late, you could have a little mix-up or some confusion, which is okay too. So it's like a survival book, 40 different situations from the bank to the gym, and aside from useful vocabulary, you also have tons of little tricks, common mistakes, false friends, and things like that that I highlight in the book. And it comes with audio. The next book was, this book is The Milk. I'm going in order because if not, I get confused. This book is The Milk has sold almost 100,000 copies now. That is incredible, and it has surpassed my wildest dreams and Damian's as well, the co-writer. And so that book basically showed people that English is not a big, ugly monster. English is your friend, and we can learn English in the supermarket, watching TV. You know, you guys know that secret because you listen to the show with no name. You know, we get our English right out of pop culture. So this book is The Milk, and then The Remilk is the follow-up to that book. So that's like thousands of words in those two books that words like label, etiqueta, kite, cometa, que las usáis en español, pero hay que ponerlos en su sitio en inglés. So it's a fun book. They're fun books, and at first, there was no audio for those books. And a lot of people said, oh man, I love hearing, you know, how it's pronounced. And I agree. That's why I would say 99% of our materials, if not all of them now, come with audio. And so we found a solution. We teamed up with, y me encanta este phrasal verb. We teamed up with, and to team up with somebody is juntarte con ellos, hacer equipo. And we teamed up with, of course, the people over at Vaughn, which were awesome because they wanted to do this. They were excited about doing the book. And we went to every radio station. I could never imagine that it was going to have the success it did. So again, we teamed up then with Audible. This was years later because still people were contacting me like, we want the audio. And I'm like, I know it wasn't part of the deal. No fue parte del trato, you know. Okay, we'll do it. We don't want to say we're not going to do it. And then we got in touch with Amazon, Audible. Well, I don't know who contacted who, but the important thing is we came to an agreement to do audio based on those books. And now that audio is out there in the world. It's called This Show is the Milk. I know I don't tell you guys a lot about it because I'm always telling you guys about the Vaughn radio shows and my FYI podcast, which, by the way, new episode on sharks just came out. So if wherever you listen to your Vaughn podcasts, you can tune in to this as well. So it's called This Show is the Milk. Now, there's just a little catch, una stipulación aquí. Since it's exclusively on the Amazon Audible platform, the problem is, if you're not in the Amazon family, well, you don't have access to it. But, and there's a big but, you get a 30-day free trial if you want. As far as I know, que yo sepa, unless they've changed it, you can go to Amazon Audible, get a 30-day free trial, and then search for This Show is the Milk. Now, we've got some work to do. We need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time. Write down what you hear. Here we go.
This aggressive voice came out from the dark, and I thought it would be a combination of Clark Gable and Robert Taylor and Robert Redford. Turned out to be Mel Brooks. And he never left me from that moment on.
All right, guys. Now, I'm going to give my two cents. Voy a meter mi opinión aquí. Sounds like a conversational kind of vibe, no? Una energía como desenfadada. Sounds like, you know, somebody having a good time. You know, sometimes we hear people suffering, right? And am I right? ¿Tengo razón o no? Me encanta en inglés. Am I right or am I right? Eso es como lo que preguntamos muchas veces. It's a lot easier than yesterday's. And it's a lot easier than the day before's as well. So I think I want to see a lot of participation here in this section. All right, let's take a look. Debbie, she says, I didn't get the gist of it. Pero has usado una expresión genial, buenísima. To get the gist of it es pillarle el hilo. To get the gist of it. Great job, Debbie. She says, nevertheless, pero Debbie, no obstante, but you sound like a native speaker, and I only read one sentence here. Excellent. I didn't get the gist of it. Nevertheless, I think I can pinpoint, joder, tía, I'm impressed. To pinpoint, ubicar, encontrar, wow, to pinpoint the woman's accent. IMO, in my opinion, pero Debbie, I know you're German, but are you sure you don't have an American passport as well? She says, IMO, in my opinion, she's an American woman telling something witty at the end. Ooh, good word, witty. Gracioso, pero gracia lista, no como poo-poo pee-pee jokes, you know? So a smart sense of humor. So an American woman telling something witty at the end because I heard a male voice chuckling. Debbie, that was friggin' perfect. That was amazing. Excellent job. And to chuckle. Wow. Guys, give it up for Debbie. Really. You know what? Let's get that round of applause over there because I'm going to give it up for her, but you guys too. Wow. Fantastic usage of vocabulary. Very clear. And I couldn't find any mistakes. Not that I'm looking, but you see them instantly. Even if you're as a native speaker or a listener, when you hear somebody make a mistake or see it, you know, I mean, you don't even have to think about it. It's something in your head goes, no. And that did not happen, Debbie. Kubla, always leaving us some really great vocabulary. What a great contribution. And I didn't even read it yet, Kubla. But I know. I have faith in you. I hear an American man discussing a voice coming out of the dark. Excellent. And he thinks it's a combination of Aubrey Taylor. Aubrey Taylor. I don't know who that is, but good. You got a name there, which is important information. And somebody else's. However, it turns out to be Mel Brooks's. Okay, so you got names, Kubla. That is, when someone's giving you information, names, addresses, proper nouns, that's important information. So great job. J.M. Hermosilla says, it sounds like someone saying, there's a voice coming down from the dark. Absolutely. Kubla heard the same thing, it seems. Nata says it's a female. I think you mean female voice. However, she has a very deep voice. She's an American woman. Oh, stay away from me. Sarah. There's Sarah. She says it sounds like a southern woman. Del sur, sureña. Talking about an aggressive voice. Good. Good adjective that you caught there. Cuidado, Sarah. Aggressive con dos eses in English, okay? Coming out of the dark. I didn't get much more, but it seems to be a funny story by the way she's talking about it. Excellent. excellent observations, and you're all expressing yourself beautifully. Okay? Connie says, it sounds like someone, a woman, talking about something kind of scary to me. Oh, scary to you. Interesting. Interesting. The accent is American. Okay? So nobody's saying British here. Everybody thinks that this is an American woman. Well, stay away from me. Debbie says, you made my day, Teach. Thanks, Teach and classmates. No, no, Debbie. You know me. There's one thing you guys know about me. When it's time to, to chew you out, I'll do it. I don't want to. And when it's time to give you praise, elogios, I'll also do it. I'm fair. I think. Maybe I'm not. I try to be. Intento serlo. So, Debbie, that's all you. Don't thank me. That's all you. Lemura says, I heard a woman telling an anecdote. Great. Yeah, I think it's an anecdote, like how somebody met or something, right? ¿Cómo se conoció alguien? She's saying that the first time she heard someone's voice, it produced an impression on her. We usually say to make an impression or to leave an impression on someone. Pero bien, te he entendido, es un poco más formal como lo has puesto. And from that very first moment, that person has never let her down. Nunca le ha decepcionado. Wow, great job over there, Lemura. You got some really important information out of this soundbite. But we're going to hear this two more times in the second half of the show. Right now, we need to change gears. Vamos a cambiar de marcha. And we're going to go into our spelling bee. I'm going to spell some names for you guys right now. These are proper nouns, so capitalized. I'm going to spell six names, a list of six names. The first time I'm going at super speed, okay? I'm going at like Concord speed, el supersonic, okay? The second time I'll go at like helicopter. Bueno, hay helicópteros que vuelan rápido, eh? Well, you know what I mean. I was trying to make some kind of analogy. It backfired. To backfire. Bueno, al menos te enseño esa palabra. Me salió por la culata, right? It backfired. ¿Qué tiene sentido? Fire, disparar, back, atrás, hacia atrás. Totally makes sense. All right, so are you ready? Here we go. Our six spelling bee people. Who are they and what do they have in common? The first person's name is A-A-L-I-Y-A-H. The next one is J-U-A-N space D-E space L-A space. No me grites a mí. Yo no le he puesto todos los espacios. C-I-E-R-V-A. Su madre le ha puesto el nombre, eh? The third one, C-A-R-L-O-S space G-A-R-D-E-L. The next one is B-U-D-D-Y space H-O-L-L-Y. The next one is J-O-H-N space K-E-N-N-E-D-Y space J-R period. And the last one is O-T-I-S-R-E-D-D-I-N-G. That was really fast. So let's see how you guys did. A ver si lo conseguisteis o no. Now, the good news is I'm going to repeat them in just a moment. I'll repeat all six of these names for you, so you'll have a second chance. And remember, if you don't get it on the first go, that's not the goal. The goal is to get it, you know, you get two chances, use your chances. I always say that. If somebody's like, are you sure you don't want to check it again? Yo antes hubiese dicho, seguro tienes media hora más, seguro que no quieres echarle otro ojo. Antes, the young Alberto would have said, half an hour, forget it, it's perfect. And now I'm like, I got a half an hour? Okay, I'm going to check it again. Because it's always good, in my opinion, especially when you're working on, like in my case, a script, un guion. I like to brainstorm, then I like to walk away from it, then I like to come back to it, and I like to walk away again. So I can try to at least look at my work objectively. I know that's very difficult to do. All right, let's see if anybody got all of these over here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is unbelievable. Give it up for your amigo, the first one to get it born. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Well, let's see. Wait. You're missing a letter there. Oh, that was close. Casi lo celebramos, born to Iron Man. But either way, a worthy effort, an excellent effort there. You're missing one letter. Let's see, Jake, casi te cuelas ahí. Da igual, eh? Again, it's not about being the fastest, okay? It's about participating. JM Hermosilla, let's see if he's got it. And JM Hermosilla, you're missing a letter. You did something with your letters over there. So, guys, let's go over what I always say. Do I want you to be the first one or do I want you to be right? Okay. Let's see. We've got ourselves a winner over here. It looks perfect. I could be wrong, but give it up for Kubla. And all of you. I mean, really, you're missing one letter. Oh, big deal. Que es la gran cosa. I mean, obviously our goal, right? Nuestra meta es perfección. Más cuando, en cuanto a apuntar algo que hemos oído. We want to make sure we don't write. So let's switch the case here. Vamos a cambiar el caso. Let's say I just gave you guys a confirmation number and an email address. If that's not correct, the confirmation number and the email address, I'm not going to get it. No me va a llegar tu comunicación. So you can write the best email in the world and really, like, you know, write it and write a rough draft, un borrador. But if it's the wrong email address, don't waste your time. Kubla got what they have in common. Excellent job, Kubla. These are all people who were killed in plane crashes, okay? Now, we know plane crashes are not very common. But the other day, it's interesting, we looked at people who died, famous people, obviously, celebrities, who died in car crashes. Choques de coche. Nunca lo había pensado, eh? Coches de choque, choque de coches. Oh, my God. Talk about confusing. Los coches de choque, en inglés, me encanta el nombre. Se llaman bumper cars. Y el bumper es el parachoques, so it kind of makes sense. You bump into people. I love it. If you guys want to learn more about rides, there is an episode. I have an episode on amusement parks of FYI. Amusement parks, parques temáticos, parques de atracciones. Okay, so let's go through this list again. Now, the reason I gave you these people who died in plane accidents was because today in 1908, we'll go back in history to 1908, the Wright Flyer, not the wrong one. All right. I know it wasn't funny. The Wright Flyer is el avión de los Wright brothers. Not the wrong one. No, okay. Well, the Wright Flyer, which was flown by Orville Wright, one of the Wright brothers, was flying with Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge. And what happened? The plane crashed. And Selfridge, the passenger, was killed. And why was that important? That was the first airplane fatality in the world. So, wow, what a claim to fame. Vaya fama. Thomas Selfridge, first victim of a plane crash or a plane accident. And I love these. I don't love people dying and I don't love destruction in any way, but I love the documentaries, Seconds from Disaster. I like it from an engineering and a safety standpoint. A mí me encanta ver como cada accidente, like, que no vuelva a pasar eso. And every accident that happens, tragically, you know, you never replace those souls, esos almas, but makes traveling by plane safer because they're like, why did that fail? ¿Por qué falló ese cristal? And one of the perfect examples was the comet. The comet se llama. No el Air Plus comet, esa línea aérea que existía. No, the comet was an airplane. It was one of the first jets, commercial jets, if not the first. And it was a British jet, and it was the one who ushered in is hacer entrar, right? Ushered in the jet age, and it wasn't the most successful one, though. The 707 and other ones were more successful. And why? Because there was a tragic design flaw. A flaw es un fallo. And the tragic design flaw was that the windows were square. They were rectangular. They had right angles. 90-degree right angles. And that caused these pressure points on the plane. Because remember, when a plane goes up and compresses and decompresses, which is necessary when you go to that altitude, well, it puts some strain on the plane. Y soy poeta. It does. So they realized that they had some fatal accidents where these pressure points were cracking. Solution? I mean, it was too late for them. But every plane, every jet that came out after that had rounded windows. So that pressure was distributed evenly. So you have oval windows in an airplane because of an accident, because of a few accidents, because of a design flaw on one of the most advanced jets ever. So even, you know, we learn the lesson, the moral, la moraleja. We learn from our mistakes, or we should learn from our mistakes. All right, well, let's go through the list again. I'm going to go a little bit slower. I'm not going to go slow, though. Yo no soy ese tipo de profe. Like, are you ready? Maybe if I'm working with kids. Here we go. The first name is A-A-L-I-Y-A-H. Mucho vocal ahí, eh? The next one. J-U-A-N space D-E space L-A space C-I-E-R-V-A. You guys in Spain should know that one. The third one, C-A-R-L-O-S space G-A-R-D-E-L. The next one is B-U-D-D-Y space H-O-L-L-Y. The second to last one, la penultima, is J-O-H-N space K-E-N-N-E-D-Y space J-R period. Eso es un junior, eh? Ahí huele a junior. And the last one is O-T-I-S space R-E-D-D-I-N-G. All right. Again, all people who lost their lives in tragic accidents. I have to say there was only two times in my life, and I've traveled by plane my whole life since I was a little kid. I've been traveling by plane because my family lived in Spain. And there was just two incidents in my life where I was like, what the f- just happened? And one of them was coming into New York City. We were coming into JFK after crossing the Atlantic. And, well, New York, we've always got a lot of electrical storms, thunder and lightning and all that stuff, especially in the summer months when the humidity, you know, the air is just really charged up in that area. And we were coming into Kennedy and a lightning bolt hit the plane. Literally, like the lights flickered on the plane. And I pooped my pants. I didn't really literally poop my pants. But I remember being like, and everybody on the plane all looking at each other like, what the fuck just happened? Are we okay? And the interesting thing was the captain, el comandante, came on the PA system and public address system and said, hey, folks, sorry about that. Como tan tranqui, you know, he's just like, sorry about that. We just had a little lightning strike. These are very common. The plane is grounded and there's no problem. That's, you know, these planes are made to take a lightning strike or 10 or 20. And they take a lot of them, depending on where you fly, obviously. So, of course, that day I learned something. But for those 5 seconds before that guy came on the PA, I was pretty nervous. And I think everybody else on board was as well. So that's another thing, I think. The more you know, the safer you'll feel as well. Because anybody who has flown knows there are backup systems on top of the backup systems. O sea, hay un backup del backup en el avión. That's how it works, you know. And the other time was going to Puerto Rico. And I remember it was a nighttime flight. I was very young on both occasions. And what happened was we were about to land and we didn't. We went back up. Now I know this is called a go around. Tiene nombre. De hecho, hay un botón. But es tan común, o es parte del procedimiento, part of the procedures, that there's a button, toga, turn around. And I believe it's called toga, si no me equivoco. And it's a button that literally says, okay, prepare the plane in one instant, not to land, but to go back up. And to go around. And this happens for many reasons. Maybe the runway wasn't cleared in time, right? And it's better to go around and try again than hit a plane. Or maybe you didn't have the visibility. You know, there are many, many different reasons. So, but of course, it was my first go around, como se llama. And I was like, why didn't we just land? Why are we going back up? Again, they were two totally normal things that in my young brain, I just, wow, it was the end of the world for me. All right, well, speaking of end, it's not the end of the world, but right now it is the end of this section. And I can't believe it. That's the end of the first half of today's show. But we're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more exciting, interactive English here on The Show with No Name. So stick around.
Si aún andas con dudas, llámanos. Conoce tu nivel de inglés. 911-333-5833. ¿Estás preparado para el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos y conoce tu nivel. 911-333-5833.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Hoy en día muchos piensan que con las nuevas tecnologías ya no va a hacer falta encargar traducciones profesionales. Pues yo creo que no. Yo sigo viendo barbaridades por ahí cuando se intenta traducir con máquinas. Encontré hace poco que el Centro Botín, es decir, de la Fundación Botín, creo, es traducida como Loot Center, o sea, centro de saqueo. ¿Botín? ¿Saqueo? Bueno, pero yo creo que no. El casco antiguo de una famosa ciudad española se traducía como Historic Helmet. ¿Casco? ¿También se puede decir yelmo histórico, como dice la máquina? ¿Helmet? ¿Yelmo? ¿Casco? ¿Qué más da? Hasta en los restaurantes de más prestigio se pueden encontrar joyas gracias a la tecnología traductora. Peppers with beautiful, o sea, pimientos con bonito. Muy hermosos serán esos pimientos, digo yo. Habitas con jamón. Fácil para la tecnología. You live with ham. O sea, tú habitas, yo habito. Todos, por lo visto, habitamos con jamón. Pues, es verdad, supongo. ¿Quién querrá vivir sin jamón? Fino tío Pepe. Thin Uncle Joseph. Bueno, sí le noto un poco más delgado al tío últimamente. Y ya lo más legendario, rape a la marinera. Rape sailor style. O sea, violación al estilo marinero. Bueno, no creo yo. Estos son ejemplos curiosos, divertidos, pero miles de escritos importantes salen de España con errores importantes. La palabra escrita lleva más la imagen de una persona o de una empresa que la palabra hablada. No se la juegue cuando se trate de traducir algo importante. Confíe en los profesionales. Confíe en Vaughan. Vaughan Translations.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91 133 5833